All right, two-time presidential candidate and former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, announced on Thursday that he is running for the United States Senate. And that altered our course of action in Emerson polling here a little bit. Professor Spencer Kimball just spent the weekend in the field at New Mexico, or of New Mexico. Not just an open Senate seat, but Johnson's old governor's office is also up for grabs. So, Spence, start wherever you want, man.
Well, in the land of enchantment, we knew was going to have a great governor's race. We had two congresspeople, Michelle Lujan Grisham and Steve Pierce, coming out of the 1st and 2nd District. Lujan Grisham is the Democrat. Pierce is the Republican. So we knew that was going to be a competitive race. So we were certainly going to look at New Mexico. And also, Pierce's district is now an open seat, and that's going to be one where the Democrats are going to try to steal. So that was keeping New Mexico on our minds. And so we looked at the governor's race now, and we have it at 42-40, Lujan Grisham at 42, Pierce at 40. But what really got us into the race was, or into the state, was that U.S. Senate announcement last week by Gary Johnson, and wanted to see if Martin Heinrich, the incumbent Democrat, he was the presumed nominee, though I think he ran lower than Obama did in 2012 when he got elected, one with a lower percentage of the vote. But wanted to see if this was now going to become a race against Mick Rich now that Gary Johnson jumped in. And the results of the poll show that Heinrich's at 39%, Johnson at 21%, and Mick Rich at 11%, with 30% undecided.
He certainly got a lot of name power, as stated. He's run for president twice. He was a longtime governor. 21%, that's a lot for a third-party candidate. So, I mean, can he pull this off here in just a few weeks to go before the midterms?
Well, that's a good question. I think you point out the name recognition factor will be very important for Johnson in very limited time where Rich or Heinrich have a chance to increase their name recognition, though Heinrich in his job approval was at 39% approval, 25% disapproval. So he is seen as doing a good job. However, in these third-party contests, whenever a third party comes in and can mix it up, you can see Heinrich is under 40%, and now you're talking about a plurality instead of a majority of the vote. If there was ever, a change late in the game where maybe one of the other two candidates endorses one another, we saw this in Kansas, in 2014 against Brownback. It wasn't effective, but we've seen it effective, let's say, in Alaska, where Bill Walker was able to take the governorship as an independent. Might be an angle for one of these candidates to make it a race when we thought that Heinrich would be pretty safe in that seat.